These lessons we must also learn. March 19, purity. He shall deliver the island of the innocent, and it is delivered by the pureness of thine hands. Job 22:30. He who deservedly bears the name of Christian, which signifies Christ-like, will be filled with piety and purity, with love and reverence for God and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. And his spirit, his words, his actions will all bear the impress of heaven. Others will see that he has been with Jesus and learned of him. His prayers will be simple and fervent and will ascend to God on the wings of faith. Learning in the school of Christ, he will have a humble opinion of himself. And though he may be poor in this world's goods, he may be rich in the graces of God's Spirit and may bless and enrich others by his Spirit and influence, because Christ is in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. He will shed about him an atmosphere of hope and courage and strength, and will put to shame those who are worldly, selfish, formal professors who have a name to live and are dead. The precious faith inspired of God imparts strength and nobility of character. As his goodness, his mercy, and his love are dwelt upon, clearer and still clearer will be the perception of truth, higher, holier, the desire for purity of heart and clearness of thought. The soul dwelling in the pure atmosphere of holy thought is transformed by intercourse with God through the study of his word. Truth is so large, so far-reaching, so deep, so broad that self is lost sight of. The heart is softened and subdued into humility, kindness, and love. Being pure-minded, they will become strong-minded. Purity of heart and loveliness of spirit are more precious than gold, both for time and for eternity. Only the pure in heart shall see God.